Rick, we're very familiar with the fact that Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack just recently made the announcement that dollars are coming to the state of Florida for citrus growers, and I know you've had a hand in that, been working on it for quite some time. You've got to be pleased that this money was released.
I'm very pleased. We view this as a way to keep the citrus industry alive during this period where we're waiting for the research to catch up with the disease. I have been careful not to call it a home run, but it's every bit a solid double off the wall in left center. And the more we've been running scenarios, the more we think it might just be a triple or perhaps even that home run we had hoped. It's certainly going to help, that's for sure.
Now, these dollars are coming through the Tree Assistance Program, TAP, as some people call it. What does that mean for growers then? How does this all work?
Well, it does. It comes through the Tree Assistance Program with the acronym TAP. Heretofore, TAP covered those events that were big in nature, such as a freeze or a hurricane, where there was a specific event that happened that was easily identifiable. Greening doesn't work that way. Greening, while it's 100% fatal to the trees, in all cases, it kills over multiple years. And so the first thing USDA did was give us permission to cover plant disease for diseases that killed over multiple years. That was the first big hurdle we had to clear. Then we had to get into some other things that were unique to greening, such as the tree reaches the point of no longer being commercially viable long before it reaches the point of biological death. So the USD allowed us to cover trees that had reached the point of no longer being commercially viable. That was really big. And then they allowed us to aggregate the losses that accumulate over an up to 6-year period, not just those that occur in one calendar year, and that allows us to maximize the recovery for the grower, because very often a grower won't replace the entire block. The grower will go in and maybe remove 20 or 30% of the trees 1 year, 20 or 30% the next year. So those accommodations allowed us to put this square peg in a round hole, which is exactly what we've done.
Now, like any sign-up, you want growers to get in as soon as they can on this, right?
Well, we can. There really are two relevant time periods. If you're seeking recovery for trees removed and replaced between October the 1st of 2011 and December the 31st of 2014, you have to apply by January the 31st of 2015 unless those trees are part of a 6-year cycle. But if you're wanting to replace, if you replaced and those trees that were lost during that time period, you've got to get in by January the 31st if you're seeking recovery right now. Anything removed after January the 1st of 2015 does not have that January 31st of 2015 deadline, so we have more time for those. But for any trees removed and replaced between October the 1st of 2011 and December the 31st of 2014, you need to come into your local FSA office and sit down with us and make application, and that way you'll get locked in to the period of recovery and won't find yourself outside looking in.
So bottom line, what is it you want growers to be doing, thinking, what should they, the steps they be taking at this time then?
Well, I'm wanting them to know that there is a reason to be hopeful, that we believe that there is a reason for them to put new trees in the ground. That's going to be good for Florida. I mean, Florida without oranges is like peanut butter without jelly. But I want them to come on into the offices, the local FSA offices, and sit down with our folks and begin mapping out a plan for how they're going to replant their groves. We've got to get these new trees in the ground. This is what keeps us going from this period where we are now, which has been pretty dire, to the point where the research is going to give us a way to either live with it or develops a greening-resistant tree. But come on in. there's a reason to be hopeful. I'm hoping that this will be incentive enough for people to replant.